making a difference in our community. This is Sandy Hipple. She is not only a counselor with Strathroy Caradoc Town Council, she is a co-owner of Strathroy Monuments. Sandy, thanks for being a woman of influence. First up, how did you get to where you are today?
Well, thanks, Chris, for having me. Today, this is really exciting for me because I've never really thought that I would ever be noticed or mentioned as a woman that has had such an influence on anyone's lives other than perhaps my children. But I guess the real thing here is that my community has meant the world to me. So my family has grown up here. My parents have grown up here. My husband's family. I mean, it's just we've all been here for generations. It is really hard not to get involved and hard not to try and make a difference when the community that you're in means so much to you.
Not only are you a town counselor and a business owner, you are an avid community volunteer. How important is that to you?
Oh, it's such a big deal. And, you know, there's so many more people out there that are more involved than I am. I just would love to give credit to, you know, hundreds of people in our community that are incredible when it comes to volunteering their time. But it is such a great thing for young people to do, for older people to do. It's just, it puts smiles on people's faces. And you know what? You never really know when somebody really needs a hand with something. And it might be something as simple as calling someone, dropping off some groceries for someone. Obviously, that means the world during COVID, but it could be small, simple things.
How do you achieve a work-life balance?
I would have to say as I've aged, a work-life balance has really come into play on the positive side for me. I struggled with that for a really long time. I was always extremely busy and thought that, you know, we just be on the go all the time, that things work out well. And sometimes you really do need to take a deep breath, take a step back, and look at what's around you.
Strathroy Caradoc Town Council has a level of influence, and you are a council member. And this is your first ever term. What made you decide that you wanted to be a part of a municipal council?
Well, it's the love of your community. I really wanted to be involved. I wanted to learn. It's so much learning, Chris, that there's so much that you think when you're going into it that you think, oh, you know, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to help out. But it's a learning process. And it's been something that's been amazing for me. Everyone within our community is really willing to help. And that makes my job 1,000 times easier.
Final question in terms of business. Do you think women feel intimidated in business?
I hope not. I think that's changed over the years. Well, I hope it has. I hope it's changed over the years. But I see a lot of really young women. And when I say young women, I don't mean just, you know, 30s and 20s, because obviously I'm over 50. But even young women in high school and even elementary school, just really pushing to make a difference in the area that they're in and really putting themselves out there. And honestly, I think they're a lot better at it than I was at that age. So I hope that they're not intimidated. And I hope that they can look up to a lot of people, you know, my age and older, and know that we're always here for them and that we would always be willing to give them a hand.
Sandy Hipple, she's a town counselor and co-owner of Strathroy Monuments and one of MyFM's Women of Influence. Thank you so much, Sandy. Appreciate your time and thank you for the interview.
Thank you very much, Chris.